Welcome into the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Burke alongside Tavares King. We are excited to have you here. We'll get some little Q&A going. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
All right. And we're taking questions from the fans, too. So please comment, like, ask us anything you want to know about TK.
Yeah, anything.
Pretty much anything. Open book. Yeah. How's your day going?
It's good. Solid. Had a good practice today.
Nice.
Got after it. Feeling good.
Coming off the bye week, did you do anything special over the bye? Get you back rested?
Not anything too special. You know, went back home, saw some family, got to spend some time with my daughter, got to see my mom. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff was good, but body-wise, just massage and rest. Rest was key.
Nice. That's so key. Yeah. The massage always is good. Anthony wants to know, what's your favorite thing to do off the field?
Off the field? Off the field, I like to play basketball. I consider myself a little hooper.
Okay.
I got a shot like Steph.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Anthony, if you want to come see about that, you can.
This is true. Look at that. That J right there. I can see it.
She knows.
All right. Do you follow the NBA?
I do.
Who's your team?
I do. I like the Hawks. Well, I was a Hawks fan before everybody disappeared. But no, I still like the Hawks. But, you know, I'm really a LeBron James fan.
Okay.
He's just the way he carries himself and the way he goes about his business is I like that.
That's good, yeah. And, you know, they've had some struggles so far this season. But you think the Cavs will right the ship?
Definitely. They'll get things going.
Yeah. You know, it's LeBron. He's the King James. All right, Dan wants to know, how does it feel to be back with the Giants?
Awesome. Great question. Great question, Dan. It feels awesome, man. This is home for me. So it definitely feels good to be back. It felt good to get back around my brothers and, you know, the people I love, my coaches. It was awesome.
Yeah, and you kind of got to pick up where you left off a little bit, too. It's a familiar space, and you got to be back healthy this year after that ankle thing last year.
Yep, you know, that was a key. Just coming back healthy was awesome. But just like I said, coming back to a place where you super familiar and, you know everybody knows you. It's just kind of like plug and play, you know?
It's like Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, sometimes you
wanna go where everybody knows your name.
We can harmonize.
We got this harmony going. We'll work on it. Yeah. We got to get Becton in on that, you know? All right, so what is it about this Giants organization that feels so like home to you?
Oh, man, just from top to bottom, everything's first class, top to bottom. Just everybody treats you with the utmost respect. You're treated fair. And it's just first-class organization.
Yeah.
So I just love it.
Yeah, a solid reputation and, you know, great group and stuff like that. This receivers group, too. I mean, obviously this injury-depleted group. But you guys have come together, next man up. I mean, talk about the chemistry within that group.
Man, it started in OTAs. Just building off of that chemistry and that love we had from one another last year. We kind of talked and sat down and said we wanted to keep that kind of camaraderie in that room. So that's what we did. And, you know, even though we've had some injuries and some mishaps, you know, that's still there. Mm-hmm. You know, those core values are still in that room. So that's something that we pride ourselves on.
Yeah. Now, Scott wants to know, how's the atmosphere in the locker room?
It's awesome, man. Nothing's changed. You know, we still keeping the main thing, and that's trying to get wins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's happy and excited to be a Giant. So it's just, that locker room's the same.
Yeah, it's a good group, too.
Yeah, great group of guys.
A lot of jokesters in there. Jack wants to know, where's your favorite place to travel with your family?
With my family? The DR. I like to go to the DR. It's pretty fun, just relaxing. My daughter likes it a lot, too. So cool.
How many times have you guys been?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really great destination. I got to check that out. Eric's got a good question. Who is your favorite Giant in Giants history?
Giants history? Let's see. I would probably have to go with number 10, Eli Manning.
Ooh, all right.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, got it.
He's got a pretty solid resume.
He's got a sweet resume, but there's some great ones.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
Tiki Barber. I grew up watching Tiki.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned how to hold the football.
Really?
So, yeah. So that's kind of cool.
You're like, little TK was just like mirroring him.
Little TK was out there.
Yeah. Nice. Just trying to make it happen. Russell wants to know, how are you guys going to attack this Rams team?
Man, we're gonna do what we do. We're going to try to throw on our terms and run on our terms. You know, we're going to try to not let them dictate what we do. We're just going to try to do what we do.
Right. Set the tone early.
Absolutely.
Set the pace for it. I appreciate that. Jeff wants to know, what is Eli Manning like off the field? Is he as funny as they say he is? Because he doesn't let that out very often.
He is. He's a character, man. You know, got to spend a lot of time with him this offseason. Went to Duke with him. Spent a lot of time with him. So
yeah, he's got that passing camp out of Duke.
Yeah,
that
we
he
went
does.
To Duke. Took all the receivers to Duke. So got to spend a lot of time with him off the field. He's a funny guy, man. He's a jokester.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good dude, good leader. Now I'm curious too. I keep going back to that little TK mirroring Tiki Barber. What's your earliest memory of playing football? Like, how did you know that you loved football?
When I knew I loved it, well, my dad played for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. So I started playing when I was like 7. But my earliest memory was just catching sweeps and just running east-west, until I saw some green grass straight ahead.
And you just go.
I would just take off. My motto was run where they ain't.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
That's a good one. That's how you got all the yak right there, run where they ain't. All right. What are your personal goals for, you know, going into this weekend and this weekend's game?
Well, definitely just to, get things moving forward. On our end as receivers, you know, we want to get open and be productive in our offense, and just be where we need to be, when we need to be, how we need to be.
What's your game day ritual?
Not nothing too crazy. I don't eat that much. Light meals, stuff like that.
Don't want to be weighed down. Yeah. Do you have like a song, like a pump up song that you're into right now?
It changes, but right now I think 21 Savage just came out with an album. I'm filtering through that to figure out what's going to be in the headphones this Sunday.
All right, I can get down that. That's good. Yeah. All right, so Scott wants to know, which NFL player do you feel resembles how you play, past or present?
Let's see. I would definitely compare my game. I grew up loving like Marvin Harrison. Chad Johnson. Kind of same.
Cinco.
Yeah, Ocho.
Yeah.
Kind of the same body style. So. Grew up watching those guys, so I kind of emulated them for a little while. But, but I don't know. My game's kind of evolved. I just picked up some tools from everybody.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, the Chad Johnson, too, he's got, like, those theatrics about him a little bit. Now that the NFL has loosened the reins on those, like, celebrations, do you have, like, are you excited about that?
I mean, that is exciting. You know, hopefully, if I get in the end zone this weekend, you know, we might see something special like that.
What have you seen? Because I've seen a lot of stuff this season from teams, like group celebrations, unique ones, like Odell earlier this year, he did the CPR on the ball.
CPR, the game needs
life.
I liked it.
We've seen a lot. What's the most memorable celebration you've
Man,
seen?
Man, this far, I have to go with Juju.
Oh, my gosh. The hide and seek? The hide and seek was so good.
Juju, that was perfect.
And it was, like, so well planned, but also seemed very, like,
it was awesome.
Authentic.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
It was adorable. All right, well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
We appreciate your questions. Tavares King, appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate
spilling
you
it
guys.
All. Thanks for joining us on the Players Lounge, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Tune in each week for Facebook Live.